I have the classified ads from today's paper in my hand. There are some interesting classified ads in the thrifties. Wedding dress, size 20, never worn. $350. Bridesmaid dress, size 14, never worn. Wine. They're even selling the wine. I think there's a sad story behind this. Perhaps a tragic one. Do I dare call and find out? Could walk into a hornet's nest. Don't like setting these things up ahead of time, though. I enjoy the spontaneity and the surprise. But it could be a horror show. Do I call or don't I? Well, I bought the dress because I thought I was going to get married. But I was wrong, and I should have known better. If you don't have a boyfriend who is willing to marry you, or in my case, no boyfriend at all, well, then what's the point of setting up the whole wedding? That's my problem. I wanted to get married. I was ready to marry. I had a wedding date, but never did the footwork that would have resulted in courting a man. Never sought out that fiancé, the thing I needed to walk down the aisle with. I never met anyone interested in me, never so much as had a date. And that's why I now find myself having to sell my wedding gown and all the wine I bought for the big affair. What a fool I was. First find the man, then set the date. Should I call? Ah, what the hell?
Oh, don't do it, Tommy. What does your gut tell you? Tommy! Tommy here. Tom! Tommy.
East side of St. Paul. Uh-oh. Must be using the honeymoon tickets.
Hello. Sorry no one's here to take your message. I will be out of the country. Please don't leave any messages unless it's an emergency. And if you're calling about the wedding or the bridesmaid dress, please call after April 12th. Thank you. Bye.
Well, we might want to save that number and call back. I'm going to go out on a limb based solely on the sound of that woman's voice and say drugs were a factor in this thing. No, hold on a second. Wait, you can't say that. Hang on. No, I don't know what happened. Here's another ad. 2,500 pennies for sale. $95. I've never seen an ad like this in the want ads. 2,500 pennies, $95. Should I do the math on that? I'm no Einstein, mind you, but I'm pretty sure the fella has $25 worth of pennies there, doesn't he? 2,500 pennies selling for $95. Shrewd. Tempted to call that one. That's fine. I'll do that. All St. Paul numbers. So great when you get a St. Paul number. Just seven digits. Good old seven digits. Don't you love it when you only have to do the seven? 2,500 pennies, $95. Who do they take us for? Hi, Bunko. Hello?
Hello?
Top of the evening to you. T.D. Mischke calling from KSTP Radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Say, I'm on the air wondering if you'd like a little help selling those pennies.
Nope, they're all sold.
What kind of a moron spent $95 for $25 worth of pennies? How'd you sell these things for $95? Did they pay the full $95 or did they say, well, let's do the math on it and just pay the $25? Guy just called right away and said, I'll take them. Did he count them?
Well, no, I did.
You did for him. Why did you have so many? Do you have a job where that's sort of the way they pay you?
Yeah, I get paid by the penny.
Hey, can I send you over a case of beer? What do you like? Let me guess. Buckhorn.
No.
Auenstein?
No, I don't
Fox
drink.
Fox Deluxe. Oh, well, sorry. That's all we're offering tonight. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Here's another ad. Eye opener for sale. Eye opener. For those rough mornings when the hangover has you wondering just how you're going to be able to greet the day, try the eye opener. Flip it around and it becomes useful as a tongue pry bar for removing that sucker from the roof of your mouth. The eye opener and tongue pry bar. Perfect for your next hangover. Well, what the hell is an eye opener? Do I dare call on this one? Eye opener. It's another St. Paul number. They want $75 for an eye opener. There's another ad. Mirrored shower door. Mirrored shower door, like new. What's going on there? What the heck is going on there? Mirrored shower door. Who the flaming hootie wants to stare at themselves as they wash? Stare at themselves up close as they scrub up? A mirrored shower door. Look at me soaping up there. Ooh, God, I have never looked this good. I love the way I look with shampoo in my hair. Look like a king. Now my legs. Ooh, God, are they ever clean. I'm wet, and I'm on top of the world. Ah, soapy, 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 and scrubbed. Look at the water move about me. I am something to behold. Might need to call on that one. Yep. Come on around if you wanna hear about a guy who doesn't drink any beer. Has 2,500 pennies. Ask him why.
Hello?
Top of the evening to you. T.D. Mischke calling from AM 1500 KSTP Radio. How are you?
Good.
I am wondering if you'd like any help with your mirrored shower door, selling it. I'm doing a radio show, and we offer a little service here where we call up folks from the classified ads and see if they've sold the item, and if they haven't, we just say for free, no obligation, we'll just let folks know in the Twin Cities about this mirrored shower door and help you sell it.
Actually, that would be great, thank you, but actually, I think we've already sold it.
What kind of a freak buys a mirror while they're taking a shower? What is that about? I mean, you're taking a shower and you want to look at yourself? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just a mirror in the shower?
No, it's like a door, but there's a mirror on the outside of it.
Oh, on the outside of it?
Yeah.
Never mind, then.